Hey everyone, this is the Helping Friendly Podcast. This is a quick hit from MSG Night 3. I'm here with Jonathan. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey there. How's it going?
Awesome. And our guest today is Wade, frequent returning guest and one of our favorite people to fish with. Hi, Wade.
Hey, RJ. How are you? Hey, Jonathan.
So, Wade, you just got back. I know Saturday night you had a late night of DJing and you were able to catch Saturday and Sunday, and it seems like last night was the night to really be able to soak it in. What were your overall kind of impressions before we get into the specifics?
Well, I think, you know, going into it, I think we're seeing a lot of hope for first sets now. I guess the kids are seeing micro jams in the first set, and certainly that last night was no exception. Absolutely gorgeous play there, most notably in It's Ice, where again the band chose to flex a more ambient, open style of jamming last night, to which to great effect.
I just wanted to interrupt to say that as far as we know, Jonathan coined micro jams for the kids.
Oh, stop it. Jonathan, I am shaking your hand through Skype. I'm video reaching my hand for you. You're a credit to the organization.
Thank you.
Sorry. Keep going, Wade.
So then, of course, second set begins. We have a bag, which is, you know, who doesn't love a bag set two opener? And rather choosing to go yard with it, which I think a lot of us were expecting, they dropped into Wolfman's, you know. So those two back-to-back really had this 97-type feel. And then in Wolfman's, they really opened it up, and again giving way to the more ambient, ethereal, even with the groove behind it. And which then, of course, led to, did they do the Miss You? They did the Miss You after Waves, right?
Right. And it, you know, it with that quiet ambient space on the end of Waves, it kind of flowed beautifully into
Miss You. The audience right now is absolutely furious that we're not mentioning the twist right now, so I'm going to get back to that.
Yeah, that's, we'll get back to it.
Because so twist, you know, when you can get out there with twist and it's nice and gooey, and it had this, again, opting for the dynamics to bring it down to this incredibly low and patient level. And I think, you know, when people say, you know, X band sucks and this band sucks, I don't think they mean that. What Fish does, no one else can do, and is that deafening almost silence that they break it down to where they're in control and they can go anywhere they want. And the way that the whole thing developed and wrapped back around to the head was masterful in a way that, you know, that I hadn't seen in a while. This was not the band that I saw last year, thank God. It was a truly remarkable thing, especially the way that they brought it back around to the head.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
Oh, I just wanted to say I agree completely. The way they brought Twist back to a close was just not something I'd heard them do that well in a long time.
It's just, there's a level of patience there, and I think, you know, this is what they always wanted. They wanted to do the residency at MSG, and they're showing us just what comfort and settling into a room can do to a band's playing. I feel like they're already very much at home, which bodes very well for the rest of the run. Of course, now, I'm a huge Waves fan. Everybody who fishes with me knows I'm a huge Waves fan. I know it was a repeat you know, a recent repeat, and I was just fine with that. And then, of course, like Jonathan was saying, nothing too big, nothing too long, but, you know, I think, and really ever since that It version, I think we're all expecting the mothership landing at some point in Wave, whether it happens or not, you know, and last night it happened in a major way, and I just, the way that everything just sort of collapsed onto itself, it was just this deafening silence, and Kuroda just brought it all the way down to those deep purples, and it was like you could hear a pin drop in that place. And that, to me, is the absolute beauty of Phish.
That's awesome.
They can command an entire arena down to silence, and we're eating out of the palm of their hands. That's the Phish I want. That's the Phish that's parked at the Garden. And if any of you are doing all of them, I fucking hate you.
Well, I know that we have people listening who are.
I know, and I love you all. No, I love you all with all of my heart. So I'm think just you so can, jealous of
I think you.
I'm
can
so
love, right. I think you can love and hate at the same time. It's okay.
Oh, God. Aren't I great?
So I want to go back real quick. Well, first of all, let's we got a couple of submissions of people's takes from the show. So I want to drop one in here from Set Break real quick. And hear impressions in the first set, and then Wade, let's talk a little bit more about that. It's Ice.
This is Risher here at Set Break of night 3 of the Baker's Dozen with Matt, Batya, and Sarah. And they're going to tell us a little bit about what they thought about the first set. What'd you guys think?
It was great. Thoughtful song choices as always. A great little gimmick at the beginning with Fishman coming out dressed like the Pope, spraying holy water on everyone.
Was it holy water?
It was holy water.
Did not recognize.
And the holy smoke as well.
Okay.
Probably from a Dasani bottle with a cap.
How do you get the cap in, right?
Yeah.
I don't know
how he gets the cap in. Yeah. Well, you got to bring them in your pocket.
Yeah.
Well, just palpable excitement around the room. It's been like that since the first night. Like,
yeah, I was going to say that.
Years run.
The energy here is like energy I've never felt in MSG before, for sure. And like energy you don't even feel in the summer, like on a summer tour, you don't get this. This is the kind of energy that I maybe at Magna Ball there was something like this.
Yeah.
But this is just like electricity in the room.
I like kind of hate New Yorkers, but the New York energy that is here is different from where you would get another.
It's really great energy, and thank you guys. All right.
Thank you everyone who submitted, and keep them coming. It's fun to hear people's take from Set Break and whatnot. Wade, I know we talked before we started recording a little bit about the It's Ice, but that was a little bit surprising, I guess, in terms of, you know, a first set, what, 15 minute ice, right? Almost at the end of the set.
Yep, absolutely. And that's, again, you know, we're seeing a lot of hope for the first set. I mean, the other night, you know, the MoMA, I mean, they even gave it breath and burning the treatment. I mean, like, so I think, and it was in the back of everyone's mind, if they were going to open it up significantly in a set, it was going to be ice. And, of course, they delivered in a very uncharacteristic. You remember now, you go back through the canon of ice jams, they all start very angular. There's always this edge to them that this cacophony that will then could then go into space or funk or whatever. But again, this one immediately the edges were all softened immediately. It was this gooey, you know, flowing thing right off the rip. And it was a brilliant piece of improv. And again, the way they brought that back around to the head again was masterful. The landings last night were Greg Louganis, boom, no splash, just fantastic.
That's, you know, I thought that I tweeted yesterday that I thought the drop into that Strawberry Letter cover after that insane Down with Disease jam was just like so expertly done. They seem to be so precise and on right now. I don't know if you guys felt the same.
Now I would be remiss if I didn't say that there has been struggling with the compositions. There has been some noticeable difficulty with a lot of the progressions. Trey did try his damnedest during Glide last night, and he damn near nailed it. You know, however, I will trade compositional flubbery for any of this improv. So That is by no means a dig whatsoever, but we still have to be realists about this. There's been some heavy compositional struggling.
Jonathan's the chairman of our flub department, so he's got a close eye on all of them, right, Jonathan?
Yeah, I've got a spreadsheet going, but we I agree. You know, there are points where they're not nailing things, but the jamming is outstanding. There's a good collective listening, and it's adding up to something that's way bigger than, you know, missing a note here and there.
No, couldn't agree more. It's like, yeah, dude, Brad's a head case. Fuck Brad. He doesn't know. It was a good show, man. Nobody comes to hear us see us at the changes. No, you're absolutely right, Jonathan. You know, I'll take all the jamming in the world. Go ahead. You can fuck up Horn for the millionth time. I don't care. I love you. And I love Horn, by the way. I think it's their best written solo. So.
And, you know, Glide was still possibly one of the best, if not the best, of 3.0. I mean, they got so close, out there.
100%. And, you know, which isn't saying much. But
it says something, considering what came before.
It says something, without question. And Trey was concentrating very intently on that fretboard. It was, you know, again, they flubbed some shit. It's fine. It's like I'm the jamming comes first and foremost, and that's what they're doing. So,
but anyways, if you listen to just Glide, you might notice that. But if you listen to the How Many People Are You with the micro jam that was built into that, which
fantastic.
Is quite kind of surprising, you know, to get that in a newer song.
Great. I think it was great.
Listen to them back to back. You'll never notice whatever Trey misses because you're just amped from what you just heard.
Amped, absolutely.
So we're gonna play per Wade's request. We're gonna play a little bit of the Waves. After we play one more submission from someone who did a little post show recording. So we'll do that, and then you'll hear Waves. But before I do that, Wade, what else? What were your big takeaways? What are you most excited about over the next several days?
Over the next several days, it's nice to see all their ideas, you know, that they've wanted, the flavor donut themes, and I think this gives a lot of fans a lot to talk about. I feel like the way that they're doing these donut rollouts is instilling a big sense of community where maybe this community was struggling before. Now we all have something collectively to talk about more, as opposed to just overanalyzing the shows. Now we can actually go in and anticipate the next theme, and now there's a whole community discussion about it. You know what I mean? And I think that it's a very positive thing. And I mean, Tuesday, jams? You kidding me? I'm like about to quit my job. Like,
yeah, you and everybody else, I think.
Yeah, man.
I just want to see them play Dupree's Diamond Blues. Tastes so good.
You know, the only thing I really wanted out of this whole thing was the debut of End of Session. I just want to see, you know, now that they're doing all this ambient stuff, that, you know, we could have it just appear out of some ambient mist. I always love that composition to end Story of the Ghost. So, but I'm most excited for the fans, RJ. That's what I'm most excited for. For every single kid that gets to walk in those doors any night, just know that this is a band that hasn't showed up in a long time, and they are killing it. So
that is a great way to end. Jonathan, any last words before we leave people with a little post-show take and then Waves?
I think you pretty much said it. I can't believe I have to wait until next Saturday to see these guys.
I got 4 days, but 4 days, and I'm really psyched. So, cool, Wade. You're always invited and you're always welcome. So come back soon, and thank you for sharing your take with us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much, Jonathan. Thank you, RJ. Happy birthday, Brad Tenbrook.
Good evening, fans. Elliot here, reporting from Night 3, Saturday, 7:23. Outside of MSG, all is quiet. The show is over. Fish has thoroughly destroyed this place. The music tonight was all on key. It was all top notch. This is the reason we come and see Fish. The donut tonight was red velvet. We did not try one, but we heard it was cakey. I'm here with my friend Mark, who enjoyed his first show back in the arena in like 2.5 years. Mark, in one word, sum up tonight.
Stupendous, Elliot.
Thank you, Mark. Mark's from the London land. Anyways, really revved up. I wasn't planning on doing the Tuesday, Wednesday shows. I don't know how I can miss them. Anyways, hope they save more for tomorrow night. Later, guys.
Still I'm stranded on my knees as words depart upon the breeze that quickly drifts away from here and possibly won't reach her ear. If we could see the many waves that flow through clouds and sunken caves. She'd sense at least the words that saw her on the wind and underwater. 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 On the wind. On the wind and underwater. On the wind and underwater. On the wind and underwater. On the wind and underwater.
Thank you.